DJ Eskimo said he's the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
Wicked tones, you know. What?
Metro Boomin want some more, nigga.
Wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Hold up, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Hold up, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh.
Stand up in the motor, bust the dash, bro. Stand up in the motor, bust the dash, bro.
Hold up, wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh,
DJ Esco.
Counters burning, money burning, graveyard, these niggas. Down them parking, big dog parking, hey. Blood tails on me, whoa, 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 whoa. Shawty want that wave, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm drippin' Cartier, yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. Put a gold bird on you, that's what's happening. I put that lingo on her, she was Spanish. I feel the one leader of the Venice. It's continental and it's panoramic. It's complimentary to the fantasies. Fuck around with me, it'd be a tragedy. I want green, 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 no asparagus. I say, lay, 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 that ain't embarrassing.
Wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Hold up, wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy,
oh, wiggy, oh. The coolest DJ in the world.
Now she going, know that bitch going. I purchased Aviani, now she lit, huh? Wedding band rings on me lit, huh? Married to the game on the shit, huh? Whoa, 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 whoa. Bitch, we made men. We ain't pulling up at cribs that we can't get. You can't pull a bitch on Instagram, I ain't hit. And if she tell lies about me, cause she ain't shit. She wanted big, big dog status. I was in the alley with them nickel bag tally. Now Taliban gang status, that was sad. And you niggas can't get cussed, you don't know me. It ain't no more dipping, dabbing, hanging low key. These bitches see me and they panic. I can't believe it, I was on the corner gambling.
Wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Hold up, wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh.
Stand up in the motor, bust the dash, bro. Stand up in the motor, bust the dash, bro.
Wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh. Hold up, wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh.
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Jay, it's your host, and I'm back, and today we're on another episode of Stay Woke Radio with your co-host.
Nice to meet y'all. My name is Key. I already know why I'm a bit on the podcast. I don't know why I'm here. So to the show.
Changed since we were young. Don't judge us. We are future adults, and we are super mature. Why do we feel we can have this conversation? It's simple. We know that every day is precious. Every week we're hearing about a child that has lost their life. Sometimes these kids are younger than us. This week we learned that one of our classmates died after being beaten in school. Tomorrow there will be a funeral for 12-year-old Stormaya Denson, who took her own precious life. These are just some of the stories from our community. We know that the same is true in so many other places. Let's talk about growing up. The toys we play with, television shows we watch, and our favorite subjects in school. If you want to join us, call in at 646-787-8623. Number again is 646-787-8623.
We got a commercial before we start off our segment and our song. Our show is sponsored by Stand On The Media. Stand On The Media, a diversified where do you stand.com.
All right, y'all. Right before we get into our first topic, we're going to go to another song, which is Movie Clips by CJ So Cool, a YouTuber himself. So don't go anywhere.
A
All of these haters been goofy. Trying to be me but can't do it. Nah. My ice remind you of 30 below. Your ice remind me of cooler. They taking my swag and they using it. You thinking you better, you ludicrous. Jewelry salmon is super lit. Diamonds be flashing like movie clips. All of these haters been goofy. Trying to be me but can't do it. Nah. My ice remind you of 30 below. Your ice remind me of cooler. They taking my swag and they using it. You thinking you better, you ludicrous. Jewelry salmon is super lit. Diamonds be flashing like movie clips. Don't be a liar, you wanna be me. Yo, really 40, that's nothing to me. I've been that nigga since 2015. Oh, you on the pop it cause you follow me. After my body, they can't even hate. Saw that little rollie, I'm knowing it's fake. Thinking you dope, but I'm thinking you ain't. Thinking you taught me the facts that you can't. You get a check and then I get the bank. You get the bitch, but I get the queen. You get the pistol, but I got like three. Draco the Uzi and Shotty with me. Playing with the weapons and raising the streets. This ain't McDonald's, you don't want the beat. Go tell your fans that you're swagger for me. I must be a god if you thinking you can't. All of these haters been goofy. Trying to be me but can't do it. Nah. My ice remind you of 30 below. Your ice remind me of cooler. They taking my swag and they using it. You thinking you better, you ludicrous. Jewelry salmon is super lit. Diamonds be flashing like movie clips. All of these haters been goofy. Trying to be me but can't do it. Nah. My ice remind you of 30 below. Your ice remind me of cooler. They taking my swag and they using it. You thinking you better, you ludicrous. Jewelry salmon is super lit. Diamonds be flashing like movie clips.
Rebel eyes, you know I'm a nuisance. I know when it's coming through with all the blueprints. Pull up, two seater drop top, done shots all seen for the car show up. Ice in my grill, got my mouth froze up. Why you mad at me when your girl shows up? This be my life, I don't owe you no answers. Your girl on me and she move like a dancer. Shorty so wet and your shorty got dandruff. I get the bag and my haters still tantrum. Say that they hate me, but I know they fandom. Don't make me get you and hold you for ransom. Sky crew, with stars, where you find us? Find a lot of haters, baby boy, getting lined up. We ain't never scared, homie, you ain't gotta find us. I'll be out in Vegas shooting crack, smoke ganja.
All of these haters been goofy. Trying to be me but can't do it. Nah. My ice remind you of 30 below. Your ice remind me of cooler. They taking my swag and they using it. You thinking you better, you ludicrous. Jewelry salmon is super lit. Diamonds be flashing like movie clips. All of these haters been goofy. Trying to be me but can't do it. Nah. My ice remind you of 30 below. Your ice remind me of cooler. They taking my swag and they using it. You thinking you better, you ludicrous. Jewelry salmon is super lit. Diamonds be flashing like movie clips.
Royalty, I be the queen of things. I wake up and get it, they dream of things. Rolling on wrist and designer jeans. Niggas, they want me to find a thing. Pushing the Jeepers on 32. Spending the money like I never lose. Whipping the truck like I ain't got a coupe. You're fresher than me, but bitch, where's your proof? My nigga the king, we making it happen. These niggas is bummy, they don't want to act. These bitches is trimming, I might get this back. And in fact, if I cock it, my shooter go.
All of these haters been goofy. Trying to be me, but can't do it. Nah. My ice remind you of 30 below. Your ice remind me of cooler. They taking my swag and they using it. You thinking you better, you ludicrous. Jewelry salmon is super lit. Diamonds be flashing like movie clips.
And we back, y'all. We back. So the first topic we got on our list today is what toys and games were out when we were younger. So for our generation, was out for us, or gee, I don't know if you remember some of for what I remember is we had the PS2, the PS3, no, the 360, and we had all that. We had every little thing, and really, our generation was when games really started to actually come out. Like, that's when you mostly started to see, like, video games, because that's one of the things that our generation has started doing is, like, playing video games all the time. But one of the games that our generation plays too much of is 2K.
Yeah,
and me,
or NBA Live.
Yeah, NBA Live or 2K. And me, I don't like 2K. 2K is one of my most hated games. A lot of y'all may not like me for that, but I just don't like 2K in general. I just don't like it, man. What about you?
I mean, as for me being a millennial, I mean, we're both kind of millennials too. I'm a 90s baby. Really.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to like video games and all that stuff, you know, the PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4, NBA Live, there's also Madden and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sports games in general. Like, back when I was, like, 5 and 6, that was, like, the hype. Like, it was all Madden. It was all 2K. I mean, NBA Live at the time. And it was stuff like that. It wasn't exactly, like, oh, let's play Call of Duty. Or, like, let's play, what was it, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
I mean, that was also a good game back in the day, too. But
by the way, did you know that they might be coming out with a GTA 5? They're, I mean, GTA 6. I mean,
I was about to say
they're thinking about GTA 6. I really am thinking that they're going to do it. Wow.
I hope they do.
I know they are, because Rockstar has been in the game since GTA San Andreas, one of the best GTA games. In my opinion.
A lot of people that will argue with that.
I can't opinionate it.
We're all opinions here. All opinions. We don't, like, shut nobody's opinion down. We all have our own opinions. So, as I said, if y'all want to call in, that number again, 616-787-8623. Call in. Let us know your opinion on any of these questions.
If y'all want to call in for this one occasion, try to tell us what y'all think the best video game or best toy. We haven't talked about toys yet. That came out, like, during y'all century. Y'all don't have to be millennials. That could be, like, people from the 70s.
Y'all could be
from the 1800s.
I'm sorry about this, but by the way, we do have Ion in the studio with us.
Hi.
And so, Ayana, for you, what do you say was, like, one of the games of your generation? What was the hype for you?
So, I remember when Game Gear came out. Game Gear was, like, shit was in color. It was, like, it changed the game. It was important. You had to set your TV. And I had one of them joints.
Oh, the Game Gear is a thing.
Game Gear is an actual system. I'm glad you talked about that, because there's some people who talk about our generation. A lot of us may not know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I knew what it was. Only because I'm a gameaholic, so I kind of know every system. I know almost every system. Don't try to quiz me on systems. I know almost every system. Now, going on into toys,
G.I. Joe's, Barbie's, G.I. Joe's,
Barbie's, G.I. Joe's, baby dolls,
Bratz,
what else? Nerf was from our generation. Our generation, for some reason, loved Nerf. Like, literally, I remember when I was younger, it was like a few years ago, I remember me and my cousin, some of his friends, we would always go into the back of the houses. We would have a Nerf war. Like, we would literally get, like, Nerf guns and bullets and everything and just have an all-out war, like a high-energy Nerf kind of battle. And it was so much fun doing.
Now, me being the one that never really found the time to actually get a Nerf gun.
Right.
Because they weren't really that expensive. They weren't, like, hundreds of dollars.
Nerf guns were, like,
$10 maybe?
They're, like, decently cheap.
I don't know how much.
Yeah, that's the game you're right there. By the way, shout out to one of my other kids who's in college right now. He was actually the one who gave me two Nerf guns. He gave me CS6, and I can't remember the name of the other one. Long Strike 6, this was a sniper.
I always wanted.
That's another thing too that our generation knows a lot about.
What?
Is guns, apparently. Our generation knows a lot about guns, apparently. That's sad.
I can't speak on that. I can speak on it
only as well, because, you know, when you play like Call of Duty and stuff, that's the only reason how we know a lot about guns in Call of Duty. And a lot of the guns in Call of Duty are like actual guns that are like out.
Black Ops 3 guns, you know.
Black Ops 3 are. The guns in Black Ops 1 are definitely real. Black Ops 1 are definitely real. Black Ops 2, almost every gun in Black Ops 1 was a gun is a real gun.
The MI Garand, MP5Ks and all that.
MP5K,
You know one thing though?
What?
I don't know if an AK-47, the submachine version of AK-74.
We do not encourage that. There are many ways to protect yourself.
If that is your reason for getting a gun, but guns.
First of all, we're not going to even say that. Cause sometimes even protection with a gun can still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are many ways, but a gun is not the way.
A gun is not the way to protect yourself.
It's too destructive.
It's too risky. It's too, It's too destructive. Not only is it too destructive, but it's too risky.
Yeah,
it's way too risky.
Like, that's like you having a gun on you could be like 25 years in prison.
It's not even
25
years. Okay, so my teacher just told me about this today. And he was like, if you have a gun on you, first of all, that's an only 5 years. And what I didn't know, and I guess now, is that each bullet in the chamber of the gun equals a year. Equals 5 years of bullet.
For real?
Yeah.
I know.
Each bullet in the gun is 5 years.
I know that.
So, yeah.
I know that sometimes. I mean, you know, we're not all in the military.
Yeah, we're not military. Now, that's the
thing. So it's like
military is different. Military is different. If you're a child, if you're training your child for military, that's different.
I'm not
training a child now. Don't do it now.
I'm saying, like, since, like, you know, we're all not military born, and we're not all like, we don't have like access to like all these military guns, like rocket launchers and all that
yeah,
stuff.
We don't have, we
it's
don't.
Probably like, I mean, I'd assume. That it's really hard to come by with like ammunition that day. I mean, like
it would definitely be difficult. But then again, and going on the topic with the weapons and stuff, if you guys like, this is like a few weeks ago, Post Malone, because I kind of want to talk about that. Post Malone posted a video with him. He was in Las Vegas. He posted a video. He was in one of those things that had. Here's the thing. It was right on the street, but here's the thing. The gun itself was fake.
Oh, you mean an automatic vehicle gun?
Yeah, it was like a vehicle gun. But the gun was fake for good. The good thing was, the gun was fake. I think it's really about time for the next song. It's all time for the next song, y'all, which is the newest song by OC Genesis, Bust It. So,
my watch, I'm busting it down. My chain, I'm busting it down. Your bitch, I'm busting it down. The pistol, I'm busting it now. My watch, I'm busting it down. My chain, I'm busting it down. Your bitch, I'm busting it down. The pistol, I'm busting it now. Bust, bust, shine, bust, bust, cheeks, bust, bust, turn up, bust, 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 cheeks, bust, 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 bust. All the shine on my wrist, bling, club lights got me lit. Hershey called me a trick,
what?
But she still got the dick. G, double R with the 10.
Woo!
Grill look like a fence. Love the ball, fuck the bitch.
Go!
Now it's turned like a wrist. Get, lick, keep, hit, lick, keep, wrist. Bitch, check, get, chips, chain, big, that, wrist. Glitter, blink, now they hate, got a man.
They mad,
so what, I'ma get a bang. My watch, I'm busting it down.
Woo!
My chain, I'm busting it down. Your bitch, I'm busting it down.
Keep
the pistol, I'm busting it now. My watch, I'm busting it down.
Woo!
My chain, I'm busting it down. Your bitch, I'm busting it down. The pistol, I'm busting it now. Bust, bust, shine, bust, bust, cheek, bust, bust, turn up, bust, 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 cheek, bust, 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 bust. 38 on the waist, yeah. Hold the shell, no trace. Get the fuck out my face. Go. Before I make niggas race.
Pew.
Bad bitch with a bundle. Intimidate, so they mumble. Move to work, don't crumble.
No
touchdown, no fumble. Rap, stack, kick, crack. Trap, go, mat. Dad, hoop, track. Pack, kick, take. Chance, take, move. Block, work. Ate a rack for the watch.
Blink.
Wore my chain, made a squat. My watch, I'm busting it down.
Woo.
My chain, I'm busting it down. Your bitch, I'm busting it down.
Keep
the pistol, I'm busting it now. My watch, I'm busting it down.
Woo.
My chain, I'm busting it down. Your bitch, I'm busting it down. The pistol, I'm busting it now. Bust, bust, shine, bust, bust, cheek, bust, bust, turn up, bust, 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 cheek, bust, bust.
Welcome back, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed that song real quick. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to OG Genesis for being actually like, he's like, for being lightweight a good person. He is working on himself, and he's just good. He's always a good person. So, going to this, we have another commercial, which would be the Future Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit that teaches social justice advocacy, community organizing, and research for generations to teach adults ages 13 to 21 and their families. What does that mean? We learn how to create a future worth fighting for, and we believe we are the only superheroes we need to save our community. You are welcome to attend any of our programs. Our programs are free, and we have really good food that Miss Ayana cooks herself. You also get community service hours for participating. Find out more by visiting www.thefuturedc.org. Again, that is www.thefuturedc.org. All right, so the next topic we're going to be going on is what our generation used to do back in our time. Now, the one thing that me and Keith both agreed on that our generation is that we are destructive. We destructive. What I mean by that, and a lot of y'all can agree with me on this, what I mean by destructive is we like to set stuff on fire.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We like to break stuff a lot. We like to break ourselves. We like to jump off stuff and not hurt ourselves, really.
You want to know something about that?
What?
Something about that? I do agree with that, about how we used to, we break ourselves. I would, like, legit, like, jump off of, like, everything that I could jump off that I could, you know, that wouldn't kill me, of course. Surprisingly, though, as of being 19, I've never broken a bone before, but I've jumped off everything.
I haven't broken a bone, seriously. Like, I have been broken, I've sprained bones, and I've sprained my ankle and stuff and all that, but I've never, like, gotten to the point where I had to wear a cast. I've never gotten to that point. And I'm glad, I'm actually glad about that. What I mean by set stuff on fire, if you guys don't know, if you adults out there don't know about this challenge that's going around, that our generation made up again, it's called the fire challenge. And what the fire challenge is one of the most stupidest challenges I think I've ever heard of. Key, have you ever heard of challenge stupid?
Not really.
Fire challenge, if you don't know, is you pretty much douse yourself in alcohol, in rubbing alcohol. And pretty much, please do not try this. Don't try this, because if you do, you're going to hurt yourself bad. Pretty much what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to douse yourself in alcohol, and then you do what it says. Light yourself on fire. But here's the backfire to it. But it hurts bad. That's why most of the time when we do it, when people do it, they do it in the shower and then they turn the water on.
So you never did that, did you?
I've never done any. The only challenge, okay, I'm gonna tell you, the only challenges I've ever done was the mannequin challenge and the running man challenge.
What was that again?
Oh,
you remember what that was? Is that like where you like? Is that like a dance?
What? Which one?
Running man challenge. I know it was a mannequin.
Yeah, running man challenge was a dance where there was a song that would play and you would just run in place, just running in place.
Oh.
And that was actually fun. I ain't gonna lie, the Running Man Challenge was so much fun to do. I think that was actually one of the best challenges that we actually had. Another thing that our generation loved to do, apparently, or that I used to do,
make challenges.
Yeah, our generation apparently loved to make challenges, apparently. But that's not a bad thing. That's just shows our creative side.
Yeah.
That's
just like
creative
side. I mean, unless it's like dumb.
Unless it's a dumb challenge, like a fight challenge. But other than that, that just shows our creative side. One of the other things that one of the things I used to do, sorry, I'm kind of a little sick, that I used to do as a kid, that's what I'm talking about, man. But that I used to do as a kid, but not even a lie, I used to do this as a kid, was play Truth or Dare. Now, I'm not talking about the Truth or Dare that's going on, right, the Truth or Dare that the generation knows now, not that Truth or Dare. I'm talking about the clean and good, the clean and innocent version,
you know. When college hits around, and Truth or Dare is the thing.
Not even in college. High school is when it started to get.
Yeah, when it gets nasty and vulgar.
Yeah,
like that's when nasty.
That was when it started to do that.
And that's when things get. Oh, you know what? Not just nasty, dangerous.
That's when it started getting dangerous. No. Let me say that. High school is when it started getting nasty. College is when it started to get dangerous.
Yeah.
By the way, if y'all don't know the new movie that's about to come out, the Truth or Dare movie, which I do want to go see because it looks fun. I want to see.
But Truth or Dare.
Shameless plug. But
that's what it's called.
I believe that's what it's called. They even called Chicken Dance. I don't know. I don't know the exact name for it. Another thing, a lot of the other party games that we used to play. Another one was 7 Minutes in Heaven. Now, 7 Minutes in Heaven actually is not as bad. It's not. It wasn't really that. No. Depending on who you play with, it's not that bad. 7 Minutes in Heaven is pretty much exactly what it's like. You just spend 7 Minutes in Heaven with a person that chooses you, and you just spend 7 minutes in the closet, and then you come out.
It's not heaven. Once you go to heaven, the real heaven. I've never heard someone come back from heaven. You know?
Yeah, but. Like, it's innocent until you make it dirty. Now, yeah, 7 minutes in heaven can actually be really, really innocent. Like, it can be innocent. But our generation, we like to, create new stuff. So we like to make stuff, disgusting and everything. We like to make stuff nasty and stuff.
I mean, I have a question. For 7 minutes in heaven, whoever thought it was a good idea to make a game.
And
like
actually,
that.
You know what? I want to meet the person that actually made that game. I just want to meet that person.
Do you think they actually made that game? Because don't you spend in a closet and you come? I guess you spend a bottle and then it. I think
yeah. That's another game. And I was about to talk about that too. So spend a bottle kind of incorporates into something and having some. But spend a bottle actually is its own game. Spend a bottle is actually not that bad. Pretty much what happens with spend a bottle is. And whether it lands on, I have to kiss them. That's it.
But let me ask you a question now. Whoever made 7 minutes in heaven, do you think they made that? No. In heaven. Like, do you think they had like any like nasty intent making?
I actually don't think. But 7 minutes in heaven. But as I said before, 7 minutes in heaven is a game. But I think their intentions were actually. I don't think their intentions was to make it nasty.
I thought it was maybe someone you never met before. You spent 7 minutes with them. They make it awkward, and the fun in the game is that awkwardness. Maybe talk to them and say how you're doing. My name is Key. I'm Jay or something like that, and then they come out of the closet. But it seems like nowadays, maybe about nowadays. The generations and all that.
Our generation
turned the hi. My name is Key. My name is Jay.
Into something else that we ain't gonna talk about on the show.
Yeah.
Want to keep this show
family friendly,
at least PG-13. We don't want to take it to that level.
We make implications
sometimes, but we do not ever leave this show at higher than PG-13. No, we don't. What's another game? It's like, God dang.
There were boys.
Monopoly is a long game, but that's the type of game that you want to play when you're with friends and y'all like bull or and y'all just want to like.
Those are like the innocent games right there. Like
Monopoly can be. Here's another game that I just learned about. Last year. My 10th grade year of high school, I learned about the game and I never knew this game existed. Like I knew one version of it existed. I knew another version of it existed. This game existed. So if you guys know strip poker, apparently there's a strip Uno that I never played nor heard about until my 10th grade year. I was like, there is a strip Uno. And I just sat there, I'm like, wow. But there is actually a board game that's actually supposed to be, and that game is called the Cards Against Humanity. There's also a game that I actually had called BC. But Call of Duty Humanity actually is not that bad. The game without DGC, however, it's just terrible. Like, words can't describe what it's supposed to be. Like, words couldn't describe it.
Ultimately, a lot of games were made to be, like, fun.
Yeah.
But it's really how people play the game. Like,
yeah.
Like, people that, like, want to make the game, fun.
Yeah.
Not, like, nasty. Yeah.
As I said before, it depends on who you're playing with, because you got some of these. Okay, so I'm gonna say this: there are zodiac signs who, I don't want to say this in the nicest way possible.
Oh boy, you about to say something big? Wow, huh? You want me to change the subject?
Like, no. Okay, there's some zodiac signs, and these zodiac signs know what I'm talking about. that get a little on the wild side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they get on the wild side.
But don't take offense to that.
Don't take offense to that. That's not saying, I'm not saying it's as a bad thing. I'm saying like sometimes those games, when you play those games with them, they might take you to that level.
Yeah. But it does depend whether it's Zodiac sign or someone, you know, just might be a little bit more flirty than others. It really depends on who the person
That's true. I feel like there's things we're missing.
That's why we gotta ask Ayana.
Connect Four used to be Torch.
Connect Four, I love it.
Connect Four, actually,
Battleship. I actually don't even know. Never mind. Okay, I don't think I ever played Battleship.
Uno.
Who knows? Duck Goose was war.
Yeah, I remember those games.
What other games do I think I remember? Like, there were war games. It was Shoot Your Ladders. What's it called? Candyland? That's another game I used to play. Wasn't there this game that was like, what was it called? Hunger Games Hippos, that's what it was.
There's a lot of games that were made for kids back when I was like, you know, 4 or 5 that I do remember now. I don't think I've ever played. That, like, I used to, like, really play with, like, Hungry Hippos is one of those games that I always love to play.
Oh, Mother May I?
I've played it before. Never played it. Nope.
For real?
Mm-mm.
See, y'all used to have stuff. Like, this got to light up. This got to...
No, no, no.
Back
no,
in
you
the
got
day...
It wrong. I played Mother May I before.
Let me just frame it for the folks who are like key and don't... Have to experience Mother May I. Sometimes you ain't no toy.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a Wednesday, you stuck at the church because your mother got you up to church on some humble stuff. They don't have nothing. You hit the Mother May I. You gotta decide.
Mother May I take 3 steps.
Right. Then whoever get the mom first win or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. Now people used to cheat.
You got red light, green light. All that stuff. I used to love playing a lot of games. I feel like I'm forgetting the game.
Maybe you can think about it while we have a song.
What's that game? What's that game that, I just had it in my head. Would you rather? That's a game that's still actually relevant. People still play that a lot. And actually, that's a computer game, too. Not a lot. That's a computer game as well.
All right, I think it's about time we go to our next song.
Yeah, we can go to a new song. The next song that we gonna hear, y'all, is Trey Songz, Unusual. Don't y'all go away, because
I wouldn't be me if I ain't get a little nasty. They say all I talk about is sex.
How about we just pull over and do it where we at? About you, just lift the skirt up. Ooh, we can be bad. That place that ain't been touched, I'm feeling on it. All that juicy fruit, keep feeling on it, yeah. Giddy up, get it up, take me on a ride to ecstasy. You don't wanna bump up and take a nap. You just wanna bump up, bring it right back. Watch me, I'ma heat it up, beat it up. Ooh, no, you're tired of the usual. I can give you more than the usual. Not your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Not your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual. I wanna do freaky things you never do. What if we did it while your friends was in the room? Is that too much for ya? Can make a sex room wherever we go. Take it to the restroom, they ain't gotta know, no. Watch me heat it up, beat it up. Ooh, hey. Do you hear me, girl? Watch me heat it up, beat it up. Ooh, know you're tired of the usual. I can give you more than the usual. Not your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual. Unusual, unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Not your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual.
Restaurant, check. Cinema, check.
On the hood check. Of the car. On the club, balcony, in the jet, on the beach.
This, that, other shit. You know you asked for it. I might just send you some money to get your passport. So you can come to my city, I take you all over. They hit you on the balcony, so don't fall over. Send me a picture, baby, you know I never leak it. I know you got something recent, but somewhere decent. Why you laughing out loud? I'm serious. Bring your girl if you a little vicarious, please. Please don't story telling the others, I promise you gon' love it. I would never let you down. Feel like I might have perfected all the things that you expect. And you gon' know it when you bring your ass
don't
around,
mom. Don't get sad of the usual. I can give you more than the usual. Not your regular, tell you what, let me tell you. You gon' feel something unusual. Places. Look at the many love faces you're making. But can you take it?
Ooh. I thought I was nasty last time. Let go.
Y'all, real quick, before we go back into our next session, we're going to play one more song for y'all, and that is Gangnam Style.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반전 있는 여자. 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Jumpstart.
This generation, you know, generation of 2000, the millennials.
Yeah.
Many things that the trends and the fashion of 2000s people, or you know, kids our age, are really of the old, the Gumbies, I guess that's it. Oh, the chains. Do y'all think that is a repeat of history, or is it just a remix of history?
I feel like it's a remix.
Why do you say that?
Because, you know, sometimes, yeah, we get our stuff from the old generation, but we like, you know, but we put our own stuff on it to make it so that you see that it's us. Like, yeah, it might be coming from the old, from back then, but when we bring it, we put our own style on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like skinny jeans, I don't think that was ever. Skinny
jeans was definitely out way before that, but we just put our, as I said, we put our own style on a lot of things. We put our own style on stuff. That's how we do ours. We most of the time just put our own style on stuff. And it's nothing wrong with putting your own style on anything. Don't get me wrong.
What about you, Ayanna? What do you think?
I'm undecided. I think there has been an evolution in fashion and continues to be, but I do think that it is rooted in styles we've seen before. I think there is a very nice combination of both. I think that you didn't see as many young men and women, I mean, and even non-binary and gender non-conforming people really expressing their androgyny, really being willing, right, and really being willing to openly and freely, not you know, in a more nuanced or,
right.
You know, like, you know, we're not at the club now and are still, you know, in drag or whatever, you know, like whatever our stylist approach is. And you know, I think it's important to understand that style is a part of gender expression.
Mm-hmm.
And to others, this is a protest against gender expression and identity.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be willing to, you know, express those things. And I think that's one of the differences that I see in this time.
Let us know how y'all feel.
Yeah, call us 646-787-8623. Call in, man. Come in, talk to us, anything.
Right.
Now, here we go. The thing is, we regret. Now, what is something that I regret about our generation? One thing that I regret about our generation is that we don't know how to keep our mouth shut.
Yeah.
When it comes to some stuff, we don't know how to be quiet.
That's really true.
Because I've seen a video. Now, this probably is an old video, but trust me. There's a video on YouTube. There was a video on YouTube, not just on YouTube, but on Worldstar. He's on the bus. He's throwing stuff on the bus. And I guess he hit an adult. And the adult literally put this dude in his place.
I mean, like,
puts him in the
person?
No, he gets to fighting him, and then the dude of our generation got off the bus. It's not only that, but now, here's the thing. I don't endone violence. I don't like violence. I don't endone violence against females. But there's a video on YouTube. If you guys don't know, I'll tell you about it. Pretty much what happens is this woman and this dude get into an argument on the train. Now, this is in New York. This dude and this woman get into an argument on the train. The dude and this girl getting an argument on the train, and the girl's with her friends, and they're sitting there talking about the dude. And so, I don't know what the dude said, but the dude said something, and it made the girl mad. And so she hits him. Now, keep in mind, the entire time, the dude does not touch the girl. But when she touches him, he's turned around and literally
So the name of the video is called Man Slaps the Soul Out of Woman. And that's literally what he did. Because when he smacked her, she ended up on the ground.
Was he a younger? Was he young?
He was, like, he was an older person. Like, he not old, old, but, like, he was, looked like he was older than his 20s.
Oh, like 30s maybe?
Yeah, like maybe 30s.
And he said this is on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Like, you can actually look it up on YouTube and find it. The name of the video that y'all gonna see what I'm talking about is called Man Smacks the Soul, or just such a man smacks a woman. Man smacks woman on New York train. You'll most likely find it. You'll find it most likely.
It sounds like something that would be. Do you think who posted it? Was it just some random
person? I don't know. It was somebody who I guess was on the train. It was somebody who was on the train and he recorded the whole thing and he put it on on YouTube.
It wasn't fake, was it?
No, it did not look like it was fake. It didn't look like it. If it was, then that is very good acting, but that does not look fake at all.
There are some things on YouTube.
I know that. Everything. Now, here's one of the things I will say, and that is a good thing to bring that up. Don't believe every video that you watch on YouTube, because some videos that you watch on YouTube are actually fake. So, just watch what you're, just make sure you know what you're watching, because sometimes the stuff you watch is fake. Before we go, I mean, and some of the things we're talking about, we'll go back into what we were talking about earlier with some of the games. What were some games that you, what do you think, so if you had a choice to keep some games, if you could keep some games and get rid of some, what are two games you get rid of and you keep for our generation?
I'm glad you asked me that. I don't know why, because I am a very, very, very deep gamer. I know exactly what game came out at what time. Maybe not the exact day and time, but right. The year.
Yeah. By the way, hold on. Really quick before you turn about. If you guys didn't know, last week there was a game on Friday that for all of my anime, fans, you know about this, so you know what game I'm talking about. Dragon Ball FighterZ just came out on Friday of last week. And yes, I got the game myself. And I actually played it and I enjoyed it because I enjoyed the beta and I fell in love with the game. And that's something I do not want to get rid of is that Dragon Ball FighterZ game because I love that game. Some people don't like it, but I know I enjoy it. I find it fun.
Wait, before you say that, you know, I'm very ignorant about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
What is anime? Do tell.
Oh, you know what? That's true. For a lot of people that do not know what anime is pretty much exactly how it sounds. It's Japanese cartoons brought to the U.S. In the U.S., it's called anime, yeah. Oh, actually, in both, it's called anime. And what I don't like is that they came up with a term. Well, there's two terms that an anime watcher is called, an anime or manga person is called. And one of the terms that I actually agree with, I do like one of the terms, but the other term I don't like. The one term I do like is that you would be an otaku. Now, otaku, I do like calling myself an otaku, but a weeaboo is, I don't really like the term weeaboo. I'd rather like the term otaku.
Shit, I know what otaku is, but I've never heard of
a weeaboo. A weeaboo is pretty much someone who's obsessed with anime. But a otaku would kind of be the same thing, but it's just in a less sense. So that's just a little knowledge for you guys about anime and manga. Your boy is an otaku, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud to say that. Because I find that a lot of people, and that's another thing I don't like, is that people find that is weird. Find it weird.
Like I keep saying, or like I think I've said maybe once or twice by now, weird is all, it's all based off of how people see it. I could be weird to someone and, you know.
Right, no. Me and you have the same outlook on this. Me and you have the same outlook. Because my slogan when it comes to that stuff is, what you think is weird is normal to somebody. What you think is weird to you is normal to us. So, and weird is a word that, and I was explaining to somebody else earlier, the word weird doesn't classify something. I don't classify someone as weird. I classify them as unique. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's weird. You can't call somebody weird. Everyone's weird. Everyone has something about them that makes them different. Everybody has something about them that makes them unique. That's what makes them them.
Like, for example, for me, it would be, for me, it's either music or being an otaku. So that's what makes me unique. For Key, what would you say your unique thing would be?
Well, the thing that makes me, you know, different from a lot of, you know, people around my age is that I play a good amount of video games. But I think my abstract thinking is what makes me, like, unique. Weird, maybe, but unique. Like, I tend to, like, think, like, when I talk to someone, I don't tend to think, like, oh, what am I going to say next? I think of what are they going to say,
right,
and therefore what they say, I, you know, kind of adapt or, like, adjust, like, what I say depending on what they say.
Ayana, you've been quiet here. What do you classify as weird, or what do you classify as unique, and what do you say would be the one thing about you that makes you Ayana?
I mean, I don't classify anything as weird. I mind my business. I do very well at that. And I don't know, you know, what makes me different from other people. Because I mind my business. I don't really...
You know what? You know what? I actually have noticed a lot. I've noticed something that you do that not a lot of people do.
Right.
You know what that is?
What?
Realness. There's not a lot of people that are as real. Now, there's people who are real. But there's no one that keeps it as real as you do. Because you just keep it on. Well, I keep it 100 every time. But you just keep it more 100 than I do. Like you, and that, I think, and that would make you, and that's not a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's not really a bad thing to keep it as real. Because, I mean, some people like that, though.
Why is that real? Ayana there, or A, because we don't, no government names, right?
Right.
A is why is that real?
Y'all, they know who I am.
They know
every
who she
week,
is.
Every week, y'all say my name.
Exactly. We say her name every week, so it doesn't really, I mean, hey,
that's true.
But I think about time we go into a song before we go into our closing. So next song we're going to play is I'm the One by DJ Khaled.
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one. I'm the one early morning in the dawn, know you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah, I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now.
I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those.
looking for the one. What bitch you looking at the one? I'm the best yet, and yet my best is yet to come. Cause I've been looking for somebody, not just any fucking body. Don't make me catch a body, that's for any and everybody. Oh my god, she hit me up all day, get no response. Bitch, you blow my heart, that's like turning gold to bronze. Roll my eyes, and when she on the molly, she a zombie. She think we Clyde and Bonnie, but it's more like Whitney Bobby. God forgive me. Don't you ever mess, and I'm a legend. Straight up out the crescent, fly your bait on for the essence. For the record, I knew Colin when that ball was spinning records. Move like game winning record. I'm just flexing on my asses. Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. Watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh, ew, ooh, ew. I'm the one. Ooh, ew, ooh, ew. I'm the only one. Ooh, ew, ooh, ew. I'm the one. Ooh, ew, ooh, ew. I'm the only one.
Another one.
Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl?
All right, y'all, we back. It's about that time, y'all. It's about that time for us to close it on down. I hope y'all before we get interrupted, I hope y'all enjoyed this show today. If y'all did, make sure that you tune in for the next week's show, which we will actually be doing an interview next week. We'll be doing our second interview of this year, or will it be? Or this will be the third.
Second.
Oh, closing is Black Future Month is here. Celebrate with soul. The Southside Soul Food Cook-Off is your opportunity to show off your best food, soul food dish. The categories The categories are savory entree, chicken, beef, turkey, seafood, pork, mashed up mac and cheese, best side dish, sweets and treats, and very, very good vegan vegetarian. So the date for that is actually this Saturday. See, this is where it happens. The fun goes down February 3rd, 2008 at 2 p.m. at a secret location. So next week's topic, from Redskins to Red Hawks, the fight to change the Washington football team's name. We'll be joined by some of our indigenous comrades who have been organizing this effort and so much more. So, again, I thank y'all for being here with us. It's your host, Jay.
Your co-host.
I got my co-host. We have Ayana.
I'm in the building, always, because I work here. Hey.
Yep, we got Ayana, who always organizes this, so I want to give a special thank you to her. And then, so we're going to play it out with Go Hard or Go Home by Wiz Khalifa and Iggy. Oh, we don't have it. So, actually, sorry about that. So, actually, we're going to end it off with Young and I'm Getting It by Meek Mill. This is the older Meek Mill. So, as I said again, hope y'all enjoyed this show, and we will see y'all.